Today, we'd like to see the title of a little book in Book of Revelation, chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. For online course people, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 1, I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. Who is another mighty angel? Who is another mighty angel? Question 2. In verse 2, he had a little book open in his hand, and he got his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land. What does the phrase over? Set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land mean? Last question 3 in verse 9. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. What does the phrase of your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth mean? First of all, we want to see a little background. In the book of Revelation, Apostle John described the seven seat judgment. The last seventh seat judgment contained seven trumpet judgments. Then, chapter 6, John talked about seven vials or bowls judgment. Then, the kingdom of a millennium will be established by the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 1, I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. Here, another mighty angel. Angel means a spiritual being created by God, numbering millions. First of all, we can see another in the book of Revelation, chapter 8, verse 3. Then another angel having a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense. Here another angel is a spiritual being creature. Revelation chapter 18 verse 21, we see a mighty angel. Here another mighty angel. Then a mighty angel look up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with the violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. Also, synonym of mighty, strong, we can find in the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 2. Then John the apostle saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals. So in the book of Revelation, angels is never indicated to be Jesus Christ, the angel. Also, coming down from heaven. Here, down from heaven, we can find out the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. Also, Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, we can see, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. So those angels are supposed to be creatures. But Book of Acts chapter 1 verse 11, this coming down from heaven described Jesus coming again. Here we can see who also said, men of Galilee, after Jesus ascended into the heaven, why do you stand gazing up into heaven, looking at heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will shall come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Like manner. So you can see Jesus coming down from heaven again to establish the millennial kingdom. So here we see verse 1, another mighty angel's description is similar to the Christ description coming down. Continually we see with a cloud, chapter 104 verse 3, he lays his God creator the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot. Here, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind. So the creator makes the clouds his chariot. His chariot. Also, Mark chapter 13 verse 26, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud, coming in the cloud. That's a similar to clothed with a cloud, coming in the similar description over a creator, clouds with great power and glory. Also, Mark chapter 14, verse 62, Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man, Messiah, or Christ, sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Here, Messiah's similarity, Messiah's descriptions, similarity to verse 1 of chapter 10, another mighty angel. Also, rainbow, we could find out here, rainbow, and a rainbow was on his head. And Revelation chapter 4, verse 30, and he, or Christ, who sat there, was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, rainbow around the throne. So Jesus' description, similar to here, the mighty angel's description. So a rainbow was on his head. Here, rainbow around the throne. A little different, the one is on head, but here, around the throne, in appearance, like an emerald. Also, his face was like the sun. So like the sun, Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 16. Messiah, or Christ, had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance or his face was like the sun shining in its strength, like the sun shining. So description similar to verse 1, like the sun. Also, like a pillars of fire. Pillars of fires. We could Exodus chapter 13 verse 21 indicate the presence of God. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so as to go by day and night. So nighttime, God gives a pillar of a fire. So a pillar of fire given. It shows God's presence. So also Some scholars here, another mighty angel might be creator or Messiah, because in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord is sometimes in reference to Jesus Christ. For example, Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. Excuse me. And the angel of the Lord, this reference to Christ, appeared to him, Moses, in the flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. So God called Moses in the burning fire over a bush, right? So that time, the angel of the Lord refers to a creator or a Christ. Here, another mighty angel. So the question is, angel or Christ? So in my point of view, another mighty angel is an angel, not a Christ. Similarity does not mean same thing. Number one, in the book of Revelation, Christ is never mentioned as an angel. That's the first reason. Number two, in verse 6, in the same chapter, the angel swore by him, by Christ, by the creator. The angel swore by him. So creator never swore by a creator. So the third reason, the description of verse 1 shows how much might the angel is in similarity to Christ's description. So how much mighty the angel. So that's a reason. But sometimes we don't understand, so the Apostle Peter pointed out the 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16, as also in all his epistles, in disciples' letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, like verse 1 of chapter 10, which untaught and unstable people twist their own destruction, as they also the rest of the scriptures, the other scripture, then they their own destruction. That is a problem. So not describe in detail. Simply we said that we don't know when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. That time we know clearly this another mighty angel who he is. Verse 2, he had a little book at that time, or a scroll, that's synonym, open in his hand. Here, the mighty angel opened a little book. But we can see Jesus opened a scroll, Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with the seven seals. So, seals, the seven seals judgment are coming. So at that time, we know the content of the scroll. But here, the content of the riddle book are not described in detail. But we assume that the riddle book, related to the judgment, up to seven bowls of judgment upon all creatures on the earth to establish the kingdom of God. So Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord, over his Christ. He shall reign forever and ever. So all, you know, human kingdom finally, you know, shall be reigned by the Lord Jesus Christ throughout the judgments. Also, that in the kingdom of God, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 25, it's a prophecy, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together. So, no furious, very peaceful. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mount, says the Lord. So, in the kingdom over Christ, millennium kingdom, or a millennium kingdom, every animals live peacefully. Verse 3, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars, when he. Okay, verse 2, you know, we missed, he said he's a right foot on the sea. You know, we think about the sea, right foot on the sea. He's left foot on the land. So basically, he covered, you know, entire earth, you know, sea, meaning including river, ponds, over in the land, you know, above the sky, birds, you know, everything covered there. So basically, this mighty angel will bring, but not sure, you know, the judgment against all creatures, you know, on the earth, you know, under earth, above earth, you know, whole, you know, earth around. So here they said his right hand on the sea and his left foot on the land means he to deliver the God's, you know, judgment against, you know, whole creatures, although the judgment content are not described. Cried with a loud voice. So cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars, when he. Here a roar of victory at the time of millennial kingdom to be established. So a roar of victory or a cry out for the victory. So Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 30 here indicated a roar of victory too. Therefore prophesy against them all these words, say to them, the Lord will roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will roar mightily against his faults. He will give a shout as those who tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. So throughout great tribulation, you know, judgments, you know, Messiah, you know, will establish the kingdom of a kingdom with a roar over victory. Also Joel chapter 3:16, the Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens, earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people, so all believers, and the strength of the children of Israel. Also Amos chapter 1 verse 2, he said, the Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds mourn, and the top of Carmel withers. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 13 indicates a lion roars like a lion. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yet shout aloud. he shall prevail against his enemies. So Isaiah also talk about, you know, the cry out, the shout aloud, you know, that's the synonym of a roar. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 29 in lion here. Their roaring, here roaring, will be like a lion. They will roar like young lions. Yes, they will roar and lay holds of the prey. They will carry it away safely, and no one will deliver. So here, you know, indicate a roar of victory to establish the kingdom of God for millennium years. So in verse 3, also the similarity of Messiah's description. So to this mighty end of description too. That's why some scholars said this mighty angel might be Christ. But I don't think so. Cry out, seven thunders uttered their voice. Here, seven thunders. So we don't know seven thunders, what are seven thunders. Because, verse 4, now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things with the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. Because do not write them. So we don't know until we see the Lord in the into the heavens. For example, Daniel chapter 12 verse 9 also, and he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up, sealed till the time of the end. So until the time of the end, the seal, so we don't know. Mark chapter 13 verse 32, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So we don't know when Messiah is coming again, what date, what time, you know, Messiah coming again. But we know very near the date when Jesus coming soon, you know, we know that, but we don't know exact date, because Mark chapter 13 verse 32, Jesus said only God the Father knows that. So Bible doesn't say so the same way, we don't know either. Verse 7, the angel, meaning another mighty angel, verse 1, whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land. So that angel covering, you know, all the earth, you know, on the earth, under the earth, or above the earth, and all this, raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him. Here, swore by him, Creator, God the Father, who lives forever and ever, who created. But another angel, you know, not Creator, in verse 6, you know, just spoke to another angel. So, but we know that, you know, this angel is so mighty, you know, because of similarity over Christ's description. Heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. Delay no longer means Jesus Christ coming to establish the kingdom of God soon. So we know that the close to Jesus coming soon, but we don't know exact date. Verse 7, but in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, you know, seventh trumpet, and judgment coming soon in the next chapter, you know, talks about when he is about sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophet. The mystery of God would be finished, meaning the mystery of God, you know, entire Bible 6:6, you know, the finished, meaning the millennial kingdom come, you know, will come, you know, on earth quickly, then new heaven, you know, new earth, you know, will come. So the kingdom of God, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, also here mystery, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, mystery meaning unknown thing, which he purposed in himself, and in the dispensation, here dispensation, of the fullest of the times, times plural, so at least New Testament time, or Old Testament time, plural, more than two, right? So fullest dispensation. Dispensation means, you know, God's order, you know, in, you know, the certain time, such as Old Testament time, you know, New Testament time, or, you know, Adam's time. Adam's time is you may eat, you know, all trees, you know, but except the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you know. So that kind of order, that is one example dispensation too. He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth in him. So mystery of his will, the tangent to all things in Christ. So entire Bible talks about, you know, Christ. So in New Testament age, so we have believer in the Lord Jesus Christ Savior shall have everlasting life, you know, not be punished. Revelation chapter 11 verse 15, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were a lot of voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdom of our Lord. So which meaning the kingdoms of this world subject to the kingdom of our Lord and over his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. That's a mystery of his will. So New Testament age, so God, New Testament time, you know, God, you know, gave his only begotten Son, right? So we have to live in him, shall have everlasting life, you know. Then Christ is coming again, so he will establish a new kingdom. Then, verse 8, then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel. So the mighty angel, you know, had a little book, like Jesus Christ had a scroll containing seven seals judgments, but here, not sure little book, but the little book, we can see the little book related to the coming judgment, you know, up to the seventh trumpet judgment and the seventh bowls judgments or files judgments to establish the kingdom of God by Messiah or by Christ, who stands on the sea and on the earth, so to cover the, you know, entire earth, all creatures. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter. Why? But it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Why? Psalm chapter 119, verse 103, David said, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Also Solomon said, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24, pleasant words or joyful words are like honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, and health to the throne. So Solomon, David, all believers. So God's word is sweet to believers. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1 through 3 and 14. Moreover, he said to me, God said to Ezekiel, son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll or the little book, and go speak to the house of Israel. So basically, first of all, take it, the scroll, the God's word, digest the God's word, understanding that moment, Ezekiel, the God's man is sweet for him. But when you know delivered this word to unbelief, you know, disobedient the people of Israel, that moment his stomach is bitter because you know that is God's word, you know, judgment, punishment against the disobedience of Israel people. So the bottom line, to believer God's word is sweet, but unbeliever God's word is bitter. Unbeliever they will be subject to punishment. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. He said to me, "Son of man, fill your belly." So belly, digest. Fill your stomach with the scroll that I give you. So I ate. It was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Honey, sweetness. But verse 14, so the Spirit lifted me up, took me away. I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. So when he delivered God's word to Israelites who disobeyed God, there are times has the God's word bitterness to his stomach. So we can say sweet to believers, bitter to unbelievers. Verse 10, then I took the little book out of the angel's hand, ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter, because this was delivered to unbelievers. So the John had empathy with unbelievers. That's why he felt bitterness in the shoes of an unbeliever. And he said to me, the mighty angel said to me, "You must prophesy again about my people, nations, tongue, and kings." So keep on delivery over God's word. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. So you learn God's word, you practice God's word, you present yourself. So all Christians should be our life, our everything approved to God. A work who does not need to be ashamed. So we are not ashamed of gospel, rightly dividing the word of truth, dividing the word of truth, and giving to everybody, make a divide to anyone. So here, continually, prophesy again to the people, to everybody. Let's see each question in verse 1. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like the pillars of fire. Who is another mighty angel? So answer is mighty spiritual being creatures rather than Christ. How much mighty angel are showing in similarity over verse 1, the last part, clothed with cloud, rainbow, and had his face like the sun, his feet like pillars of fire. Question 2, in verse 2, he had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. What does the phrase of set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land mean? In this chapter, they repeated three times. That means this angel's little book content covered all creatures over the earth. So on the earth, but although content are not sure, but we know that relate to seven bowls judgment, coming seventh trumpet judgments as well. Last question in verse 9. So I went to the angel and said to him, "Give me the reader book." And he said to me, "Take and eat it, and it shall make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth." What does the praise of your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth mean? So God's word is sweet to believers, but God's word is bitter to unbelievers. Let's sing song all together, Amazing Grace. Then we will close today's Bible study. God bless you richly. Keep on prayer for each other, also for each authority, you know, wherever you reside. So God bless you richly.